Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Just a warning, Shyam. I woke up in a 60s mood when it comes to rejoins this morning. So
okay, cool. That'll balance me out because I'm in a super emo mood. So
did you talk to Ken after the show about your rejoins yesterday?
No, I did actually have a discussion with him, though. He sent me a bunch of stats yesterday, as I had pointed out, but they were simply too small to read, even without a magnifying glass. So I had a nice discussion with him about that, and he said, you know what? I can just send it via email, make it a little bit bigger for you. And I said, I greatly appreciate that.
He didn't bring up, it's kind of passive-aggressive to be in the Twitch chat complaining about the songs that you were rejoining the show with and then not bring it up to you, I think.
Yeah, you know, it might be, but at the same time, I understand. I get it. He used to, I mean, he had this job for, what, like 10 years or something like that, so he probably misses it sometimes, and I get it. You know, it's okay.
Bruins lose in overtime during the break on the Subaru of New England text line. A 617 texter suggested that I owe an on-air apology to Bruins our struggling guy from yesterday. Maybe I do. I don't know. I thought that prior to last night, thought the Bruins had shown up for every game other than game two. And so I expected a different team to show up and play in that first period and the half of the second period last night. And I didn't get that. So that's on me. I was wrong.
Is there a point where you can say that the Bergeron, Marchand-led Bruins are paper tigers?
What do you mean by that?
Chris, I understand where you're going. I can't put any of this really on Brad Marchand.
I'm not saying it's on him. I'm saying that this team, with them leading it, has underperformed wildly in big games.
Yeah, see,
I guess you could say that their careers have been
disappointments.
Disappointment as far as championship.
Well, they both have won a cup.
So, but one cup with the talent, I think expectations were more. The same way we look at the Celtics big three and go, that was a disappointment, even though they won a championship, that they didn't do more with that talent. I don't think it's wrong to say that.
As I've always said, the only purpose of the regular season is to improve seeding in the playoffs. If you don't take advantage of that seeding, the regular season is meaningless. It doesn't. The Giants were what, the sixth seed when they beat the undefeated Patriots? Does anybody think that they go back and say, "Ooh, shouldn't have lost six games in the regular season"? No, the only thing that mattered was that they got in and then they won it all.
Yeah, but looking at this team in this specific series right now only, and looking at the talent they have, they outplayed the Toronto Maple Leafs throughout the regular season. They were a better hockey team, so. To me, it's just not showing up when you need to show up. Like, you have the opportunity. I don't put that on Brad Marchand or Patrice Bergeron. I put it on the guys that are on that hockey team.
Well, I'm putting it on Patrice.
Huh?
I'm putting it on Patrice. He's not even there.
Well, he was putting it on, just saying in general,
his career.
The last prior two captains of the Boston Bruins
correct,
have delivered a less than expected result.
I mean, don't we credit Chara for 11? Like, that he was the missing piece? That he was the leader.
Yeah, but what
of
about
defense?
All those years that Chara was also on the team following that they didn't win anything?
Right.
Of course, but when we judge this team in historical perspective, the Chara left and they never won again.
I also think it's unfair to lump Marchand into that. Like, I think you can absolutely make that argument about Patrice Bergeron. Like, it's unfair to lump Marchand in there, as he's been a captain for less than a calendar year at this point, or like a calendar year at this point. So, like, and they haven't been eliminated from the playoffs quite yet. Didn't look great last night, but they haven't been eliminated quite yet. So, like, I think it's unfair to lump Marchand into that so quickly.
Now I need a full debrief on the television situation at Ocean Mist for tomorrow night. And we have, I didn't realize this, but we have a height shamer on the show, in the form of Courtney, when it comes to men in the Boston area.
I said they're still hot.
Who she says are all short. I've been shamed when it comes to the size of my... I've been size shamed on my television. I know there is a band that is scheduled to play at the Ocean Mist tomorrow night. I believe I received a DM in which somebody said they would bring, after the band, they would bring the large projection television screen down. I'm going to have to advocate, no disrespect to the band, for large screen down during band performance at Ocean Mist for the pregame tomorrow night for Roadshow number 2, which is Friday in South Kingstown, Rhode Island.
Yeah, they have a lot of TVs there. Yeah. They did bring down the big screen because we were watching
the Celtics
there. But that is an interesting point. What time is the band scheduled
to go
perform?
On. Right. And if indeed... Curtis, were you planning on jumping on the drums with the band tomorrow night, or is that just with Bare Naked Ladies?
No, I ran by what's the bar? Middle East?
In Cambridge?
Yeah, in Cambridge, yeah. I went to Middle East yesterday and just banged a little bit, got a couple sets in.
Right.
I felt good. I did a little paradiddle and hit the hi-hat. It was awesome. I only use Zildjian cymbals, okay? Thank you.
I thought you used Boston Cream yodels as your drumsticks.
I'll bring yodels.
Yeah.
Those are not, they're too soft to be used as a drumstick. Those are delectable.
Are you bringing yodels on the road show trips? You should.
People just yell, "Yodel guy," and I chuck it out my window.
Hey, also, not only did your opinion change when it came to Breaking Bad when you watched it again.
Jesse!
I am the only one who does the Jesse impression.
I love it. I'm almost finished with it.
But also, Curtis, is it accurate to say after Roadshow number 1, your opinion changed on chicken and a biscuit crackers?
Those things, I'm very grateful that they are not around here because I would be back to drunk Curtis in about a week.
Yeah, you were smashing them. The homie. Yeah, I'm almost done with Breaking Bad. I think I got like maybe 2 episodes left. Very interesting.
Grade?
So far, I would say strong B+, headed to A category. Because
we know you grade on a curve because you're the only person in the entire NFL vicinity who gave the Patriots an A on their draft.
Oh, that draft was very good. I told you I'm a very hot grader.
The rest of the league doesn't seem to agree. The draft experts are giving them an F.
Really?
Left and right, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, draft experts are sometimes stupid.
Well,
I include myself.
Are you including yourself
yes.
in that? Yeah, I don't know.
So it's good though. Good. What was recommendation, Greg?
You like it?
Shout out to Heisenberg.
This is Mike from Florida. Good morning, Mike.
Hey guys, I'm not even going to ask how we're doing because I'm guessing close to how I'm doing, which is horrible.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you why. I've got several reasons that I'm going to just attack this team. It starts with everyone's on Hampus Lindholm because he's been terrible compared to what we expected. People need to get on Charlie McAvoy. Charlie McAvoy, when it's time for him to step up, he pretty much always just crawls into a ball and sucks. That guy drives me nuts. And that goal that they scored to win the game, what the hell was he doing just standing there in front of Swayman? Come on.
I mean,
the other thing I'm going to...
Jeremy, first of all, I will say he at least when Pasta was in a little bit of trouble last night, at least he came over and came to his aid.
Pasta ran away like a little coward.
Yeah, that's fine. We need him. We need him to go. Right. Where's he been? Also,
like
I hate to. I hate to be that guy.
When it comes to our.
What? Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. No, fine.
No, when it comes to our stars, they're just not showing up. But the other thing is, look at the ice. This ice every year in the playoffs. There's problems with the ice. There's problems with the boards and the cams off the boards. Who's managing that rink? It's a travesty what's happened to this team. It's constant. Every year in the playoffs, it is the worst home ice in hockey, and not to mention the fact that the fans, I'm sorry, if you watch the Florida games, if you watch the Carolina games, the Vegas games, the Dallas games, their fans are up and screaming the entire time. Boston Bruins fans, when it comes to the playoffs, are terrible. They only got into it when the game was in like the third period, and it was basically just whoever gets the next goal.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. I love you. The Panthers advanced. Their fan wouldn't know a hockey puck if it hit him in the head. Like, it's, let's not blame the Bruins.
Also,
fans.
You can't. I'm not accept. I'll start writing them down. The ice is not an excuse for what happened last night.
No, and I also
soft ice.
I also think it's unfair to be putting the blame on McAvoy, who played like 30 minutes in that game last night. That guy was on the ice every shift, and then Carlo had got injured, and he was on the ice even more. Like, I understand, yes, at the end, McAvoy got caught watching the bonfire. I agree. I like, he deserves some culpability there, but to put a lot of that game on Charlie McAvoy is insane to me. He would be number two on my list of Bruins who don't deserve blame after Jeremy Swayman, because he was on the ice almost the entire game. Like, he was constantly out there.
Also, with regard to Carlo, and update me on today's NHL, I guess. Do you not have to have a stick in your hands in order to get called for a cross check? Is it now, if you tap somebody with your two hands close together, that's now a cross check in the NHL?
I guess. I don't. The refs have sucked. Yeah, Milbury pointed this out last week.
Another
too.
Excuse.
The refs have stunk.
But if we're going to say that passionate fans will help the team win more, explain to me how Toronto, the biggest hockey hotbed in the world, hasn't won a cup in 60 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, that's dumb as dumb can be.
I haven't been, you know, I don't go to many Bruins games. The tickets are hard to come by, but it seems like the atmosphere is pretty good there.
It's awesome. Just, playoff hockey at the Garden is phenomenal.
You know.
Executive order, because everybody wants to talk about the Bruins. I'm going to push the leads to
Can I just
finish my sentence?
Huh?
I'm going to push the leads till 6:45, which means that we would then push, they said it, to 7:20. Is that?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay.
I think that sounds like a great plan. Right.
Go ahead.
I want to get to my lead, but no, I'll wait.
Huh?
I want to get to my lead because I can't really jump into the conversation like I want because there's a question that I have to ask hockey people.
Do you want to do your lead as an appetizer?
Yeah, let's do it.
Ooh, an hors d'oeuvre.
Okay. Do whatever. It's your show, Greg.
Go ahead. Appetizer lead from Wiggy.
All right. So here's my lead. I need somebody to explain this to me. I don't understand how a hockey team can come out flat. I don't get how it's the energy's not there in the playoffs.
It's a good question.
You know, I always look at it and I could see the control of it from a basketball standpoint where you can call a timeout, you could sit those guys on the bench and say, hey, we need to pick up the energy level. But I always feel like that hockey's the one sport where the energy should always be on 100 from Jump Street. I don't understand what the message is that Montgomery is not conveying to these guys, or these guys are completely kind of shutting Montgomery out when that message is getting conveyed.
I think they got ahead of themselves, and after that win up there and being up 3-1, they decided that they had the thing closed out, and that's the way they entered that game last night. Like, they didn't have to worry about it.
Right, but people tell me hockey players are different. That's some basketball mentality.
Yeah. That's a great question.
I appreciate that.
All right, that's a lead appetizer from Coach Wiggins.
And Wiggy only had one. What an upset.
Here is the great Maria from Watertown. Good morning, Maria.
Good morning, good morning. Listen, last night's loss is not on the fans, and it's not on the crappy ice at the TD Garden. It is on the mental midgets that comprise that hockey team, including the coach. You had a lineup that was working perfectly well. You had to get Matt Grizzlick in that lineup for what? So that he couldn't box out John Tavares?
Mm-hmm.
So that game-winning goal didn't go in? He swapped him from one side of the ice to the other. And what did the Maple Leafs do? Continuously target Grizzlick's side of the ice. You had to get Brazo in there so badly that he got a total of 10 minutes of ice time in that game. So, Coach Monty, you stand up there at the podium at the end of a game and you say, we just weren't good enough, we didn't start on time. You need to throw yourself under the bus as well. This is why I don't trust this guy. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. And to the core of that team, go to see Dr. Phil, because you guys have an issue with closing out games at home. This has been a long-standing history now. The best player and the only good player that the Bruins had on the ice last night was Jeremy Swayman. And if Austin Matthews had played that game last night, you would have lost 5-1.
Well, I'm assuming, I'm assuming he's going to play Thursday night, tomorrow
you
night.
Yeah.
In Toronto.
So you gave them exactly what you didn't want to give them.
Gave him a lifeline.
You got to go up there and close out up there.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, you don't get to match lineups up there because they get the last change.
Yeah.
So I just don't understand why history continues to repeat itself. I thought he had taken a step forward with the goalie situation. I was on team rotation, but you know what? You're the coach. You know best. What did Kevin Shattenkirk do that was so egregious that you had to take him out of the lineup and put Matt Grizzlick in, who has been a pain point in the playoffs year after year after year? Not all on him, but you know what? Pavel Zacha, Charlie Coyle, they are getting destroyed in the faceoffs. Destroyed. You cannot control the tempo of a game if you don't win faceoffs. So there's a lot of blame pie to go around, but I'm starting with the head honcho in this instance, okay? And you, Coach Monty, what did you make for adjustments when you saw your team was out there flat in that first period? Because Sheldon Keefe's been getting ripped left and right because he's not making any adjustments to his lineup, okay? You did the same thing last night, and you basically had your team roll over and play dead for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Unbelievable.
Dear Maria, come in.
Unbelievable call, Maria, as always. Nailed it. All right, we got to take a break. But we will get to this morning's leads, starting with Shime, coming right up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.